This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Open your eyes to the world of today. Believe not the lies that they always say. Look for the truth and swallow your pride. For things that you thought that didn't exist, that you might find. Know that we are living in our
home. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalam ala rasulihil kareem. Wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. رَبِّ اشْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِّن لِّسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي. Dear viewers, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Meaning, may the peace, mercy and the blessings of Allah Almighty be upon all of you. Welcome to the program Islam Quest. In today's episode, we shall take up a very important subject for all the parents. A question that every parent has, a concern that every parent has, a quest that every parent has to find out what are the ways to raise obedient children. What are those ways? What are those methods that we can apply in order to raise our children who can become a true, sincere and obedient children for the parents? First and foremost, my dear brothers and sisters, children are the greatest blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Children, they are a great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as well as they are a great responsibility as well. It is our duty and it is imperative upon us that we must take care of them and we must raise them as good Muslims. We must raise them as better Muslims. Indeed, no parent would like their children to be disobedient. Indeed, no parent would like their children to be spoiled. However, because of many reasons, the parents, they do not raise their children in a way that they should be raised. Because of many reasons, like for example, focusing on the needs, focusing on their priorities in a way that would not take them or bring them or raise them as better and obedient children. One-sided view to develop them and to become better only for this dunya would fail the parent to raise better children. They need to take the children's future as well as the present. The present is this dunya and the future is their akhirah. Every parent, my dear brothers and sisters, every parent should realize that we need to bring our children better in this dunya and better in the akhirah. Now, what are those ways to raise your children who can become obedient to you? There are numerous ways, as you might know, to raise the children in a better way. However, in this episode again, we shall take up the top 10 ways to raise an obedient child. Top 10 ways to raise, to upbring your obedient child. My dear brothers and sisters, the first and fundamental way to raise your child, to make your child and bring your child obedient to you is far more earlier, is much more earlier than you get a child. And that is the first step of making your child obedient to you. And that step is select a righteous spouse. Select a woman who is pious. And as our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said in the hadith mentioned in Sahih al-Bukhari, that marry women for four reasons. Marry women for four reasons. Number one, for the wealth. Number two, for the family status, their lineage. What is their background? Number three, their beauty. And number four is their religious commitment. And Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, those who choose a woman who has this religious commitment will prosper. In the light of this hadith, we come to know that the first and fundamental quality that every man should look in the woman is her virtue, is not her beauty, it's not her wealth, it's not her family lineage. First and foremost, it should be virtue. It should be her religious commitment, because he needs to foresee that if she is righteous, if she is pious, if she is good Muslimah, obviously the children that you will get through her, she will take care of your children in a better way. And this is the fundamental step that you need to take much before you get a child. You need to first and foremost select a righteous spouse, a righteous woman who can come in your life as a blessing, who can come and associate and cooperate and build your children's career, your children's career in a better way. This is the first way to raise your obedient child. The second way, my dear brothers and sisters, to raise your obedient child is you need to be an ideal parent for them. You need to be an ideal parent for them. Subhanallah, today's children, you don't have to actually teach them a lot. They will learn from you. What you do, they will copy. Most of the children, they don't do what parents say. Mark these words. Most of the children, they don't do what parents say, but they do what parents do. So you do good, they will follow you. If you do good and you be the better example, they will follow you. You need to present yourself as an ideal parent. You are the first role model for them. The moment he gets this consciousness, he will see you day and night. If you behave well like a Muslim, if you have that consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will follow you. They will emulate you and they will copy you. And that is how you need to raise your children. The success tip is in your hand. You need to be a good Muslim. And you need to present yourself as a Muslim who is committed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is committed to the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the second tip, or the second way, or the second thing to raise your child better is you need to be an ideal parent. The third way to raise your child better is, my dear brothers and sisters, instill in them the love of Allah and His Messenger. Instill in them the love of Allah and His Messenger. Let them know, let them understand, and by Allah, don't underestimate your children. Don't underestimate that he is just 2 year old or 3 year old or 4 year old. You need to create that awareness about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You need to introduce who Allah is. He is Al-Khaliq. He is the creator. Let them understand that all this creation belongs to Allah. You, as parents for your children, you are also slaves of Allah. You are the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And children are also the slaves of Allah. Let them understand the relationship between Allah and them. And let them love Allah. You as parents need to instill that love by introducing who Allah is. What are the favors that Allah has done on us? What are the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He helps you in this task if you initiate this task. My dear brothers and sisters, you need to instill the love of Muhammad, peace be upon him, in your children's heart. You need to tell them who Muhammad, peace be upon him, is. How is he close to us? Why do we say, Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah? This is the most important ingredient that you need to do. Make sure that you make and keep this quality of instilling the love of Allah and His Messenger in the hearts and minds of your children. And this is really, really, very important. Because if he loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he loves Muhammad, peace be upon him, he will never be disobedient to you. Because Allah always taught them to be obedient to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He commanded all of us to be kind, to be soft towards our parents. And this is what we get as fruits when we teach them, when we instill the love of Allah and His Messenger in their hearts and minds. This is what we get the fruits, the cause, the root cause of our children becoming disobedient, misbehaving with us, even though from the worldly perspective, we do everything for them. We do everything for them. Still we feel they are disobedient. Still we observe and we see they are disobedient to us. Why? What is the cause? The cause, my dear brothers and sisters, that we have not taught them the love of Allah and His Messenger in their hearts and minds. So how can we expect that they become obedient to us when we have distanced them from Allah and His Messenger? If you make them close to Allah and His Messenger, they will be obedient to you. It's a direct effect on your children. So make sure that you instill the love of Allah and His Messenger in their hearts and minds. We will continue with our ways to bring our children up better after a short break.
Know that we are living.